All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, Walmart Jeff. It is time for War of the Roses, Mr. Walmart Jeff.
All right, let's do it.
Let's put on our private detective hats because War of the Roses, when your significant other is acting strange, you call us and we try to get the answers. It's pretty much that simple. We're going to Waterbury this morning. Ellie is on the line having a problem with her, I think she said boyfriend. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning.
Hey, so well, welcome to the show. Obviously, you know what War of the Roses is all about.
Yeah, what's your problem?
Jeff.
Oh my God. So basically, my boyfriend and I have been together for about 2.5 years.
All right.
All right.
Pretty sure he cheated on me.
Okay.
He was invited to a wedding, and he said he didn't get a plus one, which I thought was a little weird. Like, we've definitely been to weddings before.
Okay.
So, like, I feel like both our friend groups kind of know that.
Yeah.
We're each other's date at this point.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was kind of a internet stalker.
Okay.
I saw some pictures of the wedding with him and this other girl, and it totally looked like they, you know, were glued at the hip. He had his phone off the whole day, the whole night, and he's giving me lines like, oh, I wanted to be present. It was their day, not about me. I'm like, okay, but you can still check in.
All right.
And it's just seems off.
All right, Ellie. So you've been together long enough to be his plus one. He goes to a wedding without you, which, first of all, that just is, I'm sorry, when you're a couple. And guys don't even like weddings. You'd think they'd want their girlfriend to go with them, right?
Or not even go at all.
Yeah, that's what concerns me.
Hey, can I just say something totally unrelated to War of the Roses?
Yes.
I hate when people get married or engaged and they post on like social media, I found my plus one for the rest of my life.
Oh,
who cares?
Well,
all right, now let's get back to Ellie.
All right, so Ellie, the producer says your boyfriend's name is Jeff. And I guess this is what we're going to do. We're going to call Jeff. Because I think it's suspect that he didn't invite you. I don't know necessarily because I didn't see the photos if it looks like he's with somebody or it was just somebody at the wedding. The fact that he didn't take you concerns me. So we're going to call
him. And I feel like if I ask him, he'll just lie about it.
Right. That's why a lot of people come to us. Like I was trying to explain to Walmart Jeff. He's like, whoa, what are you women just to ask? Because you guys are like talking to a brick wall.
Lie.
Like, so you got to go around a little bit. All right, Ellie,
yep,
we're going to call up Jeff. We're going to offer him roses. We'll get some information. You'll be listening in at any point. If you would like to confront your boyfriend, you can, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang tight. We're going to call Jeff. Ellie's boyfriend wore the roses next. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, Walmart Jeff. We are back in Waterbury this morning with War of the Roses. Ellie thinks her boyfriend Jeff is cheating on her. We're about to call Jeff and try to get some information. But basically, Ellie, he didn't invite you to a wedding. You saw suspicious photos of him and some mystery girl at this wedding, and he had his phone off the whole time. Is that right?
Exactly.
All right, I'm done. We're calling. Hold on. Jump in anytime. That's how I break it down, Jeff. I see how I broke it down.
Yeah, usually you women are long-winded and take forever to explain things.
I should work for a PI.
Break it down. Do I use my name, Jeff? Like, since we have something in
common? You're a florist. Why don't you say Jeremy? Jeremy. That's a good florist name. Jazzy Jeremy.
Hello.
Hey, is Jeff there?
Yeah, this is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, this is Jazzy Jeff from Flowers Express. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Hey, I was just shooting you a call just to let you know that you actually won a dozen roses courtesy of Flowers Express in our online weekly contest. Congratulations.
Oh, awesome. I don't really remember signing up for a contest.
Yeah, that's great. You are this week's winner. Basically, I pulled your name just because we have the same first name, so I thought that'd be pretty cool. Basically, it's like a pay it forward promotion. We're not going to send you to Flowers, but we'll send the flowers to someone on your behalf.
You know what? All right, sweet. That sounds good to me.
All right, cool. So here's the deal. I have a dozen roses. We can get them out later on this afternoon. I can throw in a card with the flowers. Do you have a message in mind that you'd like to write in the card? Let's not take too long either. I got a lot of stuff
going on. How about to my sassy, sexy wedding crasher, Amanda?
To my sexy, sassy wedding crasher. And you said the name was, what was that?
Amanda.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Excuse me?
I knew it. You know what? I knew it.
All right, Jeff, let me jump in. This is Courtney, the florist. Jazzy Jeff is actually Walmart Jeff. You're on the radio. You're on Kiss 95.7, and that is Ellie, your girlfriend. You want to explain to her why you're giving roses? Go ahead, Ellie.
Excuse me? What the hell? Ellie?
Yeah, you went to the wedding, and I knew it. I knew you had your phone off because you were hooking up with some...
Whoa.
I honestly cannot believe this. Wow.
No. I don't know what you're talking about right
good.
Now.
I thought things were good between
we
us.
We are
oh,
good.
Wow.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who's Amanda?
Sexy.
Amanda was
sassy.
My
Amanda.
DD. I was trying to send these flowers,
Your DD.
You know what?
Wedding?
I ain't got time for this. I ain't got time for this today. Thank you.
You don't have time for this? You don't have time for a relationship?
What?
Wow.
Ellie, he hung up.
Oh
hold on,
God.
Ellie. Hold on. He hung up. That's Ellie.
Yeah.
Do you know of any Amandas in your friend circle or anything? Or is this just some chick out of the blue that's his designated driver that's sassy and sexy?
I don't know. I don't know, Amanda.
I'm going to need to get her number if she's a sexy, sassy...
Stop.
Sorry.
Ellie, listen. All right. We offer couples counseling. If you want to stick with your boyfriend, you can. If you want to work things out, you can go together. You can go alone and we'll pick up the tab. Whatever it is you need, we're here. So you can just let me know. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll tell you more about it if you want to work through it with him. But are you okay?
I knew on some level. So like this isn't a surprise, yeah. But I guess I'm a little bit in shock still. Okay. Does that make any sense?
Well, yeah. As they say in the industry, on to the next.
Yep, to get over one, you have to get under another.
I think so, yeah.
Something
to
like
get
that.
Over an ex, you need to get under a new one.
I don't know. There's
anyways.
Some weird saying about that, yeah. But we'll discuss it off.
What
the
a
f-.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Ellie. He hung up on us, so I'm going to put you on hold. We'll chat off the air, okay?
Okay.